USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
An Illinois teen accused of killing two people during a street protest in Wisconsin has pled not guilty. Cal Rittenhouse entered his plea via teleconference Tuesday during a short hearing. He's accused of shooting three people during a protest in Kenosha, Wisconsin last August, killing two of them. Rittenhouse has maintained that he fired in self-defense. A federal judge in Georgia has rejected a lawsuit from President Trump's campaign seeking decertification of the results of the November election. The suit was filed on New Year's Eve, alleging widespread voter fraud. And Saudi Arabia and its allies will drop a blockade of Qatar as a U.S. brokered agreement is signed between the Persian Gulf neighbors. The accord ends a 3.5-year conflict. Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Bahrain, and the UAE cut ties with Qatar in 2017 over accusations that the country had supported terrorist groups. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
As Georgians head to the polls on Tuesday to decide two runoff Senate races, many are already questioning what would happen if the elections change the balance of power in the Senate. California Republican Congressman Devin Nunes tells Fox News that he sees multiple consequences if the Democratic candidates win.
One is that this will justify the election, that they'll use this against Donald Trump. They'll say that there was no voter fraud if the Republicans don't win today. And then secondly, of course, you have the balance of power in the Senate. Having 52 seats, controlling the gavels, everything that I've worked on over the last 4 years to expose the malfeasance and the corruption here in this city, we won't have the Senator Ron Johnsons or the Senator Grassley's that will be able to subpoena people. And just think about how bad this is going to be, how they could cover this up, for example, if they get rid of the Durham investigation in Connecticut. It would be a travesty.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The National Guard has been called out in a Wisconsin city ahead of an expected contentious court decision. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has called in 500 National Guard members to Kenosha in anticipation of a decision on whether prosecutors will charge the police officer who shot Jacob Blake last year. Family attorney Benjamin Crump on Fox News.
The family is asking what anybody would ask for. They want accountability. They want justice. You see from the video that Jacob Blake Jr. posed no threat to the officers as he's moving away from them, trying to get in his vehicle and get his three little boys out of a volatile situation.
The police contend Jacobs was going after a weapon in the car that was recovered at the scene. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the Cleveland Browns will be without head coach Kevin Stefanski when they make their first playoff appearance in 18 years. Stefanski, two players, and two other coaches tested positive for COVID-19 on Tuesday, causing the team to shut down their facilities for the fifth time in the last 10 days. The team says special teams coach Mike Pfeiffer will serve as head coach for the Sunday's AFC wildcard game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. The NFL says there are currently no plans for rescheduling Sunday's game. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.